Three check says mobile listening.
From N4MMW.
Good.
A little bit, I see 38 degrees. And I tell you what, I'm fixing to go get a little bit of lunch, kid, to eat with my wife over here at work. And I tell you, the feeling factor must be real low.
Oh, yeah, and I'm heading down. Meeting a couple of friends of mine down at Audio Centro down there, the other end of town. And I'm just going to pull in here and get some gas. And it's a little chilly out here.
Put on your big coat.
W2T.
It was already bad, but now it's really going down here. Go ahead, Rusty.
Keep it up, Jimmy. I was about to say something nice about you. Jeez. Haven't talked to you in a long time, and the first thing you do is you cut me down. I was just going to say good morning to both of you out there. And I'm glad you're running around out there. And I'm just, sitting here at my computer trying to get a appointment. And I have booked an appointment for my first shot for my COVID on the 25th of this month at Costco, of all places, believe it or not.
That's good. At least they're beginning to spread out now, and they get more places all over the place, and it'll thin the crowds out and still get just as much done.
Got out of his car to go pump some go juice there, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'll be back in a minute. KB2HXS.
Up to Jimmy. Haven't talked to you in a good while.
We just been out and about and around, and was locked down with my foot for 2 weeks, and then my wife decided to get positive for COVID, so I was locked down for another 10 days, so about the end of last month was the first time I got to get out of the house.
Well, you sound about like me. I don't know whether I've talked to you. Went down to visit my sister in September. Before I came back there, the last day of the month, I ended up having my gallbladder removed down there, emergency surgery, to keep it from bursting, and then about the 8th of January, they determined that I had COVID, so I was under that, and then to finish up the COVID period, right at the end of my quarantine period for that, I got them down with one heck of a head cold for the next 7 days, so I was miserable during all of that time.
Cold was one of the first signs of getting positive for that, because that's what my wife had to. Couple of mornings, she had a little bit of a fever, and then it went away in about 15 minutes for two mornings. And then she felt real tired most of the week while she was trying to do some work from home. But that was all her symptoms.
I actually had mine at the beginning. On Wednesday, before I actually went to the doctor's office, I come down with a heck of a headache. And then on Thursday, I had a little bit of headache. And then I also had a fever. And then Friday morning, I had both, and I was feeling miserable. So I called my doctor's office, and they slid me in up there and did the good old swab up the nose thing. And come back out about 20 minutes later and said, yep, you got it. Go home and stay there for the next 10 days. Oh, by the way, here's a bag of medicine you're going to have to take for that during the first 5 days of this event. So, that's what it was.
Yeah, don't you just love all that medicine they give you?
It worked.
KB2HXS Mobile.
Put much in there.
Oh, it took it quick. I put $30 worth in, and it went fast. $2.25 a gallon.
Days of $1.85 or over.
And then it's all gone.
Yep, and it didn't take it long to have that happen. All right, I just want to say hello to you guys. Go ahead and continue on. I'm going to go back. I got to finish filling out this form here and print it off to take with me. So they know who I am. that they that I'm allowing them to give me the virus vaccine. Talk to you later. W2T.
KB2HXS. Go ahead, Jimmy.
All right, Rusty. I'll answer you later. Happy Valentine's weekend. It's coming up. So you take care. From N4MMW, Mobile. Dave, y'all fix to go buy some stuff to make louder music?
That's a loaded question, my friend. I don't know. Tony, the fellow that owns the store, he has a lot of used gear there. And I'm actually meeting, I'm meeting a friend of mine down there. So, let's see what he's got.
Yesterday and today, I've had sound gear spread all over my middle room and trying to get ready to put some sound gear in a little church down here in Malden. And been playing everything to make sure it all works and works pretty good. And, comparing it to what I had. So I got a house full. I got to clean up when I get back.
Well, if you need a hand putting that stuff in, I'm pretty knowledgeable. Like, I'll give you a hand if you wish.
Keep in mind, we get ready to make that move. We got to buy some wire and stuff to go from the front to the back.
How can what are you gonna do? Microphone type cable? You doing low impedance stuff, or what? Or you talking about speaker wire?
It somebody was gonna donate the speaker wire, so I'm not sure what it looks like yet. The rest of it'll be microphones. I'm gonna need probably six cables run to front to back.
You using a powered head setup, or are you using a mixing board and separate rack amps?
Little, man. We're only talking a sanctuary, probably 50 feet long. It's going to have two PV speakers on each side, and I got a 300-watt amplifier and a mixing board. All this is analog stuff. 12 channels. Because then I'm going to use but like three or four mics at any one Sunday.
Oh, heck, 300 watts would be all you need, you know. And yeah, I've got a pretty extensive setup. I actually have a couple setups. I have an 8-channel board with a couple of powered speakers and wireless mic set up for like a little cabaret type of thing. And then I got a full-blown 16-channel board with a bunch of outboard gear. And I have a ton of equipment kind of left over from my work at the vineyard down in Florida, so I've been doing it for years and years. but yeah, 50 feet shouldn't be okay. It should be fine on those amps. You really don't want to get too long, because then you'll start working the amps a little too hard.
It's not that far. If I use big wire, it'll have a 12 wire. Should hold it in place with no problem. Let me jump out of here. I'm over here at the food place. Go ahead and pick it up if it's ready, and then go cure it. I'll talk to you later. Be careful. Keep the powder dry and all that kind of good stuff. This is N4MMW Mobile.
Is it MMW or MNW?
Heck, whiskey.
Excellent. Okay. All right, Jimmy, we'll catch you later. Stay warm, and you do the same. You know, keep it between the dishes.